Magazine, speaking to us from Connecticut. Adora?
And the problems on Wall Street and world financial troubles were certainly on the minds of many at the United Nations General Assembly, which begins its second day today. Afghan President Hamid Karzai will address the group later. But there were many looking forward to seeing what President Bush was going to say, and he spoke yesterday. For more on that, we turn to Neil McFarquhar, a reporter for The New York Times, who is currently in line at the United Nations to get back into the General Assembly. Neil, how did President Bush's speech go over there at the UN?
Well, you know, the General Assembly has always been, has always had a long history of being used as a place to bash America. I mean, going all the way back to 1960 when Castro called President Kennedy a millionaire, ignorant, and illiterate. But I think the extraordinary thing about yesterday's session was that it was some of America's closest friends, allies, and trading partners that were criticizing Wall Street and the overall lack of oversight of U.S. financial markets. I mean, it started off with the Secretary General himself, Ban Ki-moon, saying that there needs to be a new understanding of business ethics and governance, and that there should not be so much uncritical faith in magic markets. And President Luiz Lula da Silva of Brazil said we must not allow the burden of the boundless greed of a few to be shouldered by all. And not everybody was critical. Some of them were just expressing concern that, you know, the financial problems are going to eat into important development programs. But the overall tone of the meetings, both the General Assembly itself and the side meetings, was one of concern.
Let's listen to just a little slice of the president's speech.
We have taken bold steps to prevent a severe disruption of the American economy, which would have a devastating effect on other economies around the world.
Was there some snickering at the notion that there would be some severe effects on economies around the world when so many countries around the world are already feeling the effects?
Well, I think if there was any snickering, I mean, maybe there was a little bit, there was a certain satisfaction among some of the attendees that the Bush administration was, you know, turning to the government to bail out, or using the government, rather, to bail out the financial sector, because it had so long lectured other nations about the benefits of unfettered markets and, you know, had told people that they should, you know, let their economy, let their banks go to the wall when there are problems. So, again, I think that there was some political steam being let off because America was not taking its own medicine.
This was President Bush's eighth and final address as president, as his term comes to an end at the end of the year. How do you think, is it possible to sum up his relationship with the UN and his legacy when it comes to international interactions?
You know, I was sitting next to a European diplomat when he was speaking, and when it was over, there was kind of perfunctory applause. And I said, is he going to be missed at all? And the guy just started to laugh. And I think that Mr. Bush has always had a troubled relationship with the UN. You know, he didn't go to it for the invasion of Iraq and for a lot of other international problems. In recent years, I also think that he sort of started to go back to it. And in his speech, he actually sort of said, you know, that the UN has great potential.
Very quickly, could you give us what you think we should be looking for today in President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan? What we should be looking for in his speech?
I heard him speak a few times yesterday, and he was talking. He told about how when he was driving to the airport in Kabul on his way to the UN General Assembly. It was early in the morning, and he passed some children going to school. And you know, he was just really wanted to stress the importance of more soldiers and more stability for Afghanistan to try and rebuild some normalcy there.
We'll be looking for more support from Hamid Karzai. Thank you so much, Neil McFarquhar from The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.